Good morning, everybody, and welcome to KSWV Radio 99.9 FM, 8:10 a.m. streaming online at kswvradio.com. It is our distinct honor and privilege to have with us today a lot of wonderful people from Junior Girl Scouts, and I specifically Troop 10748. And we're going to be talking to a lot of our future leaders in just a moment. But right now, we'd like to talk to some of the parents that are here with us today. We want to welcome Danny Shea, who is a junior co-leader of the Girl Scouts troop that we talked about, and Joanna Nelson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you so much for being with us today. And, you know, I'm very excited because I'm looking around the studio, and I see all of these amazing young women that are already leaders in our community, but more importantly, are going to be our leaders for a long time to come. Now, we're here today to talk about some fantastic things that are happening. And so why don't we start with Danny? Danny, share with us a little bit about what the troop's been up to.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks so much for having us. This is our junior patrol. So these are scouts that are in the fourth and fifth grades here at SFPS. And what they've been up to lately is earning something called the Junior Bronze Award, which is the highest achieving award that they can get. And it takes about half a year, but it's really an ongoing commitment. And so the girls decided as a troop to adopt a park. So they adopted Young Park, and they will tell you more about that when we get to it.
Great. Well, adopting a park is a big responsibility, and they've been doing a lot of great things. And Joanna, I'm looking around here, and I am just amazed with who we're going to be talking to in just a few short moments.
I am too. We're so inspired by the work that they accomplished and all the big ideas. They put their ideas to work, and you should see the park right now. It's shining. It's gorgeous.
I am so excited because Young Park is just right down the road from the radio station. So I get to be the beneficiary of all the hard work that you all have been doing. You know, everything from cleaning the park to installing a pollinator garden to repainting to fixing benches and some great community partners like Reunity Farms and just everything coming together to beautify our community. And so a lot of hard work has been happening by the troop. They've been at it for quite a while now.
Yeah, that's right. We started this journey for the Bronze Award, I think, right after the new year. So in the beginning of 2026. And it's been quite a fun adventure. So they first started with voting what their community service project was going to be. And they voted for adopting a park. And then they had to budget. So that was one of the first things they had to figure out. First, we did a pre-visit. Actually, we looked at the park, saw what it needed, what it already had. They had to research who to reach out to in order to make that happen. And then they had to budget. They did cookie sales. We sold Girl Scout cookies, and they're using some of that money to fund these projects. And then we had to get all the equipment, and then they've spent two more weekends out making all of this happen. And it actually is a whole 3-year commitment. So this is just the beginning of the journey.
Well, we're very excited, not only at their commitment to help beautify, but to the amazing community partners that are supporting this. We see parents here in the studios. We know Reunity Farms is there, but also a shout out to the City of Santa Fe staff that has been assisting with this endeavor. So thank you for explaining and teeing up our conversation this morning. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to hear directly from the amazing young women that are part of the Junior Girl Scouts Troop 10748. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Hi, this is Amarisa Gonzalez, and you're listening to 99.9 FM, Suave Radio!
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are visiting with Junior Girl Scouts Troop 10748, amazing leaders in our community that have adopted Young Park. They've been working hard to keep it beautiful. And we're going to start introducing some of them. What's your name?
Kate.
Hello.
Kate. Hi, Kate.
My name is Mariah.
Mariah. Kate, Mariah, and?
Lily.
Okay, we have Kate, Mariah, and Lily. And I'm very excited to talk with you. Let me ask you, what has your experience been like so far working on Young Park? And when you answer, go ahead and say, like, this is Kate. So go ahead. What's your experience been like?
This is Kate. It's been really fun. We've worked on planning a pollinator garden, and we repainted. We've pulled up some weeds, and it has been overall very fun. And it's a nice way to help the community.
Well, thank you. Go ahead and say, this is so-and-so, and what's your experience been like?
So this is Mariah, and it's been really fun. When we saw, there was like a lot of stuff on the slides, and so we repainted and we made flowers, and it looks really nice now. So,
hey, good job. Okay, and how about you?
So my name's Lily.
Okay, go ahead, Lily, one more time.
Lily, and it's been really fun, but it's also been really tiring.
Because you're working a lot of hours?
Yeah.
You've been putting in quite a lot of time, haven't you?
Yeah, you get a lot of stuff dirty, especially when you paint stuff.
Ah, well, let me ask you, since you've been working on cleaning and making sure we have a clean park with Young Park, what has been the most rewarding aspect from your journey? And we'll go ahead and start again.
Yeah, so this is Kate. The most rewarding thing is we heard a story about our leader. She fosters kids, and one of the foster kids got hurt on the slide. So we've gone and talked to people to try and fix stuff like that. And honestly, like, the entire thing has just been rewarding, but honestly, my favorite part that was super rewarding was just repainting. There was a lot of graffiti, and so just getting that all, like, covered over with a fresh paint was very nice.
Yeah. Great job. Okay, what's been the most rewarding thing for you?
So this is Mariah, and it's been the most thing is probably adding the flowers, because we're going to paint rocks and put them there. And it's been really fun. So it's been good putting the flowers and making it look really nice. So that's really fun.
All right. Thank you for sharing. And how about you?
This is Lily. And like the most rewarding thing was just making the park look nicer after it had been damaged and graffitied. So it was really nice seeing it have a fresh coat of paint and having a pollinator garden. And we'll paint rocks today after.
Well, I am so thankful for each of you for your hard work and your dedication and what you do for our community. And I thought you all did wonderful. You gave terrific responses. Very informative. You let our community know what's been happening and how you've what it's been like on your journey. So we appreciate it, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back with our next segment, we're going to continue talking with some other members that are part of the Junior Girl Scouts Troop 10748.
Hi, I'm Asher.
And I am Adiah.
Did you know that you can follow KSWV Radio on all social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at KSWV Radio?
And you could also listen to us online at KSWVradio.com or on our mobile app, available for download at iTunes and Google Play.
Oh yeah, if you have an Alexa device, all you have to do is say, Alexa, play KSWV Radio.
KSWV Radio is on air, online, and on demand.
All right, we are back visiting with amazing young leaders in our community that have adopted Young Park Junior Girl Scouts Troop 10748. And we have a new set of people we'll be talking with. And we're going to start here and then work our way around. What is your name?
My name is Soleil.
All right, Soleil, thank you for being here.
My name is Summer.
Summer, Soleil, Summer, and?
My name's Safina.
Ooh, okay, very cool. Well, thank you all for being with us on this segment. And I got to ask you, like, tell me about how is Young Park looking now? I mean, it's now that you've been working on it.
We painted the slides and tunnels and pretty much everything that was blue. We trimmed the trees. We picked up trash. And,
that's a lot of great work.
And we replaced the benches and painted the benches.
My goodness, that's a lot of work you've been doing. And tell me about, from your perspective, what else have you been working on?
We've done a lot. We've painted and picked up a lot of litter around the park and done a lot of work to make it look nicer than it was before.
God, that's great. Terrific. And share with us your perspective.
Yeah, it's Safina. And I think it's just really great that we all get to work together and figure out ways to help the park.
Wow, terrific. Let me ask, did you know how to paint before you started, or is this something that you learned when you started with this project?
I painted sometimes, but only like in art class. I have never painted anything like this before.
So this project kind of gave you a new skill.
Yes.
You learned how to do something new. Mm-hmm. That's great. Did you know how to do any of this before you started?
Yeah, I do paint a lot, and I've never actually painted on like a big structure or anything, so it was fun.
Great. And how about you? Did anybody teach you how to do this, or did you already know when you were here?
So I didn't really know how to paint that much, but like I used to paint when I was little, but only little drawings. I've never really painted that much before, and it was really fun.
Very cool. Now, somebody told me something about posters. Are you guys making posters?
We're going to put up some poop fairy posters so people clean up their dog poop. And
Oh, wait a minute. Tell me some more about this. So the theme is poop fairy?
Yes.
Okay. Explain that for our listeners.
We've seen signs before that say, "There is no poop fairy. Pick up your dog poop." So a couple of weeks ago, we were making our own designs, and
that's terrific.
Yeah.
So you all decided on the theme for the poster, what you're going to put on the poster, and then how you're going to design it?
Yeah.
What was it like making the posters?
It was really fun. I made a poster that said, "Don't graffiti or you shall choke on a zucchini."
Oh, it's that's pretty catchy. I like that. And how about you? What was it like making posters?
I think it was just really fun because you sort of got to see what other people were doing and then you'd get inspired. And
wow, that's great. Well, thank you so much for all the work that you guys have been doing. And we have one other member of the troupe that we're going to be talking to now right here. And if you want to go ahead and just share your headset, pass it on over. Okay, so let's go ahead and we will help you with your microphone.
Hello.
And we're doing all this on the fly here. Okay, what's your name?
Hi. My name is Adele.
Hi, Adele. This is terrific. What is, being a part of Troop 10748 with this project, what have you learned by doing all of this?
Well, that's hard because I've learned a lot of stuff, kind of like painting large structures and...
That's terrific.
I wasn't really that great at gardening before, and now I kind of get the gist of it.
Let me ask you about a pollinator garden. Our pollinators are very important, aren't they?
Mm-hmm, they're very important.
What's one pollinator that people might that's common that people know? Does it have wings?
Yes.
What's that called?
Something really, really popular are bees.
Bees.
I would say they're actually probably the most popular pollinators on planet Earth.
And, having a pollinator garden is so important, isn't it, for our little bees and other pollinators to have a landing pad, right?
Because we want as many flowers as we can to get so our park looks beautiful.
Yes, indeed. Wow, this is great. Well, I learned pollinators are so important to our food supply too, aren't they? Yeah, they pollinate our plants, and it's so important. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, do you like honey? Well,
not as much as most people.
What other things have you learned?
Some other things that I've learned is like why it's important to have stuff, and like another thing I've learned is how, or not exactly how, but why it's important to make parks and nature and places like this look beautiful, because before, honestly, it just looks sad.
Well, I am so glad you mentioned that, because yes, at the end of the day, we have something we could be proud of, right? Well, I appreciate you being here with us today and talking with us, and I would like to talk to some of the parents on our next segment, because I want to get their perspective, what it's been like for them to have their children participating in this. And so we're going to take a quick break and return with more in just a moment.
Signing off, Adele.
Hey, this is Simone from Tusuki Pueblo. You're listening to KSWV Radio 99.9 FM and 810 AM.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with Junior Girl Scouts Troop 10748. And as you can tell, there's a lot of excitement in our studios. And this segment, we're going to talk with some of the parents to get their perspective, what this journey's been like. And so we'll go ahead and go around the room and just ask some parents to go ahead and share their name.
Hi, my name is Caroline, and I'm Summer's mom.
And I've known Caroline for a long time now. Good to see you again, Caroline.
Thank you. My name's Vanessa, and I'm Safina's mom.
All right. Nice to meet you, Vanessa.
I'm Dibe. I'm Lily's mom.
Nice to meet you as well.
You too.
Parents, share with us your perspective of what being a part of Junior Girl Scouts Troop 10748 and specifically this project has meant to your child.
It's been a good experience. I think overall she's enjoyed it and it's been rewarding for her.
Yeah. And what do you think this has helped teach your child?
Gosh, when we joined, we really didn't have room for one more activity in our week. But even after the first couple of meetings, my daughter came home and just said, like, she felt like she could take on the world. She said it's pure joy, fun. She feels strong. She feels like she can do anything. And I've just been really moved by how much this has made her feel like she can make a change in the community and have an impact.
Wow, that's great. And when your child came and said, hey, we want to work in Clean Young Park, what was your reaction?
I was very excited. I had to look up where Young Park was because I wasn't familiar with it. We have so many parks in Santa Fe that, I mean, I've lived here forever and I still haven't been to. But I like that they chose this park because it seems like it doesn't get as much attention as maybe some of the other parks around town because maybe people just don't use it as much. But maybe they don't use it as much because of the state it was in. But hopefully now that they put all the work in there and made it really nice, it'll get used by the community around in this neighborhood.
Now, we heard earlier on about the cleaning, the painting, the pollinator guarding, fixing things, the partnerships. This has all been terrific. I just want to ask from a broader perspective, of some of the maybe other lessons maybe learned, whether empowerment or leadership, just being a part of the Girl Scouts, Junior Girl Scouts in general, because you may have some parents out there that have daughters that are maybe looking for an opportunity for them to get involved. And just kind of share a little bit about what the Junior Girl Scouts has meant.
I think for us, for Summer, she enjoys being outside, and it's an opportunity for them to do camping and to go on hikes and things like that.
Fabulous. And how about from your perspective?
Yeah, I agree with that. They do a lot of fun things together. But I've also noticed, you know, whether it's selling the Girl Scout cookies or like even this project with the park, we had to go to different organizations and ask if they would be willing to help donate seeds or perennials or soil and mulch and things like that. And they confidence you know, again, working in their community, being able to talk with businesses, business owners, raising money and working hard. I mean, we were there a couple of days, most of the day on a Saturday working, and these girls were having so much fun, but they were also working really hard and making it beautiful, which is just amazing.
Yay. How about from your perspective?
I think just in general, being for Lily, being part of this troop has been very positive. I think it's helped her with her confidence, as Vanessa was saying. This is a pretty interesting age for these girls that are between 9 and 11, I think. So I think having somebody tell them that they can do things and make them confident is really important at this age, and they get that from our wonderful leaders.
Well, you know, the ask for our community is, if you're so moved, please support this wonderful organization. Do your best to write a check or donate some cash. Buy a bunch of cookies. That's why I eat so many cookies. I get as many cookies as I can, because every bite I have, I'm like, you know what? I'm doing it for the troops. but thank you for the opportunity to be visiting with your children. This is incredible. It's an inspiration for other people in our community to see their elementary school students that have decided that they're going to make this world a better place to live. They are working hard. They are putting in the work. They are meeting and talking and communicating, and all of this at such a young age. And so you parents have a lot to be proud of. And us community members have a lot to be hopeful for. And so we just want to say thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thank you. We really appreciate your time. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
All right, folks, if you can, support Junior Girl Scouts Troop 10748. We want to say thank you again to everybody for being here and making this a wonderful, wonderful park. Now, if you will excuse me, I'm going to go enjoy a nice afternoon at Young Park, and just thanking my lucky stars for this young troop. All right. This is KSWV Radio 99.9.